good morning. The seven deadly sins, anger being the third deadly sin, and it's not real pretty. Brian and Ken covered pride and envy, but anger, it's pretty serious stuff because it's even fueled by those two. So Psalm 4:4 and Ephesians 4:26a both say the same thing. It says, in your anger, do not sin. Now there is righteous anger, and in Mark 11:15 through 17, which I want to take just a minute and read right here. We all know it. It says, on reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. Jesus was rightly incensed and justly motivated to clear the temple of its desecrators. Jesus was angry at the sin, but there was no anger, but there was no sin, rather, in his anger. Ephesians 4:26a, in your anger, do not sin. But this isn't really the deadly sin we're here to talk about today. No, we're talking about unrighteous anger. One definition of unrighteous anger is a selfishly motivated vice or sin which fuses reckless feelings, thoughts, and actions. A selfishly motivated vice which fuses reckless feelings, thoughts, and actions. Have you ever felt like you've been ignored or forgotten or slighted or bullied or tricked or belittled? How about disrespected, humiliated, teased, or just plain wronged, you know? Well, we tend to feel angry in varying degrees from that. At that point, we kind of say to ourselves, don't we have a right to be angry? Well, not so fast, okay? Consider this. Anger is a wrecking ball of humanity. Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered man commits many sins. Last week, Caleb taught something that, and said something in his sermon there. And I picked up on that topic. Basically, I guess he said, when you don't get the lesson God teaches you, he's always happy to teach it to you again. And isn't that pretty much it, wasn't it, Caleb? And he teaches me so many times, it seems like. But when I get worked up, or maybe you get worked up, and you want to point a finger at someone, rather than extend grace or be angry and not sin, okay, we need to remember that we have three fingers pointing back at us, okay? Again, an angry man stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered man commits many sins, Proverbs 29:22. I want to really go a lot deeper in this next week, but for this week, let's pray and ask God for his help. Lord God Almighty, you've given us your word, and in this you've provided examples to us. Help us to remember that nothing good comes from our sin, and especially the sin of anger. May we examine our hearts concerning this and repent as needed and turn back to you. Lead us on the paths of righteousness, Lord, for your name's sake and in your precious holy name. Amen.